What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to something.
Do you want to introduce the show?
No.
Why not?
Good.
Can't do it.
No.
Introduce the show, Ash. Why is... What's wrong with you?
He's got all shy.
He's like a little kid.
You're recording this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good man.
Absolute fucker.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 84.
Name the piece of music.
That was the William Tell theme.
William Tell Overture. Not bad, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Do you know how I know that? It used to be a Nokia ringtone. It's the only way I know it. See? Oh, I'm living in a postmodern world, which I still don't understand what postmodern means.
Time travelling, I've told you.
Even when I typed in, what does postmodern mean? Even people on the internet were like, don't actually know, it might mean this, it might mean that. And we're just like, oh, just whatever. Let's just get on with our lives and stop being so postmodern.
It's the Doodle Castle, Poodle Castle, Loodle Castle, Poodle Castle, Loodle Castle, Poodle Castle, Adam Will HD. Yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! So the Oddcast Podcast here, I am Adam, you are...
Will.
You are...
Ash.
And we are the podcast nobody's listening to, hashtag not listening, part of the Barker Podcast Collection. that dude. And we're also part of the Podcast Network. We're here every week because that's what we do. We ain't getting paid for it. We don't do it because
I get paid.
What?
By you who? Pay me. You mean you don't?
Can you imagine if
I get a monthly wage slip through?
From who? Who sends you that?
Look, can't tell you.
Oh, there you go. Yourself. You pay yourself.
So I'm sponsoring. I'm sponsored by ITV.
It's blimey, isn't it? It's blimey. ITV.
Is it ITV's way of kind of doing reverse? The way I say
it's like, reverse nobody, psychology.
Yeah, no one's listening to the podcast, but in fact, we do know people are listening. So I say it's podcast only to. So you're getting sponsored by ITV.
It's like those Go Compare adverts being all ironic about trying to get rid of the really irritating Go Compare person, but still featuring it, but trying to say, yeah, everyone hates him, but you came up with the concept, you filthy cunts.
That would be a great advert. Go Compare, you cunt. Cunt. Why do we always start the episode with the cunt word? Why?
I'm loving the use of the cunt word.
The cunt word. It's brilliant, Ash. If you know, listened to episode 83, that's where Ash was like, the cunt word. Was it 82?
No, yeah, it was 83.
83.
No, yeah. 83. The cunt word. It's no longer the C word. No one's afraid to say it. It's like, oh, don't say the cunt word in front of people.
Oh, sorry, Gran. Nearly said the cunt word.
But it goes on to like adverts, though, and it's like, adverts now, they'd have to be more entertaining, don't they? Because...
I don't know. I don't watch any of them.
Exactly. Because no one watches adverts.
You have no choice.
Well, that's the difference. That's what
they're
I'm trying to
all
say.
All on at the same time.
That's annoying. We went through a stage where adverts when you had to always watch an advert. If you're watching something live, you had to watch an advert to be an
unless
ad break,
you flick to BBC.
Unless you twitched over, yeah. But then it got to the point now where everyone has TiVo boxes where they, or like Sky Plus, where they record or they wait 10 minutes and they wait 10 minutes so they can fast forward the adverts. I do that. A show starts at 8, I'm like, shall I go, should we just wait 15 minutes so we miss the adverts? So, dude, then we watch it at 8:15 and then we miss most of the adverts.
Yeah.
But now you're getting to the point online, like, people can watch stuff again online. But what they're doing now, they're chucking in adverts on 4OD. I was watching an episode of Shameless on 4 On Demand the other week, and it had 10 adverts.
Ah,
and
yes.
You can't fast forward
and
them,
and you can't
fast
forward, you can't skip them.
But if you love film, we've got a load of the 4 On Demand bits, and so Shameless, the whole of it is on Love Film, and you can watch it without the adverts because you're paying your £5 a month subscription.
Yeah, there you go.
And you get it ad-free, which I quite like.
Mm. That's fine, yeah, I'm happy to do that, but we were happy just to go on the 4OD because it worked really good on the Xbox.
If only this podcast was ad-free. Like MovieCon.
It took me a while to think there was no adverts in it. I get what you're saying, you fucking arsehole.
MovieCon is now ad-free.
Yeah, it certainly is.
We all know what happened. Rita Ramlani took me through that journey and showed me what happened to the Oddcast podcast. If I weren't here, you two would just turn up, get drunk, forget to press record.
No, to be honest, we wouldn't even have the kit with us. We'd be down the pub.
Yeah. That's true. We sold it off.
Sold
it off for drinking money. Can you imagine that the cricketers there? We want to buy a microphone.
I'll swap it for a pint.
A pint of beer.
Yeah, well, Colin does a pub quiz. He could probably do with a new mic.
Yeah.
Have you been down to pub quiz recently?
No, not done it for a while.
We should get back down there.
Yeah, definitely.
We should then become them people.
Wednesday.
Every week.
Well, no.
We've got podcasts today. We can't be there every week.
Oh, blimey, that mean out on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Getting drunk on a Tuesday.
Why are you
Wednesday?
Out on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday? Were you Craig David? On a Monday. What are you doing like?
Aikido on a Monday, normally recording on a Tuesday, and then pub quiz on a Wednesday.
We've never actually discussed your Aikido. I still don't even know what Aikido is.
It's the way of peace and harmony.
By beating the shit out of people.
Okay.
It's a martial art that bases its premises in, if someone attacks you, you put them down, but you don't do lasting damage because to damage your opponent damages you and your soul. So what you do is you just put them in really painful locks till they scream like girls.
So it's not karate?
No, it's a Japanese martial art, like karate. As in,
karate.
In the same way that karate is a Japanese martial art.
Yeah.
So it's not like Kung Fu, which they did in The Karate Kid. The cunts.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. The remake, yeah. That's...
And it's not judo.
No.
It's not wrestling.
Judo is Japanese wrestling, in effect. It's a sport, not a martial art.
So Aikido is like, I'm not going to fight you, I'm just going to break your wrist, stopping you from punching me.
You attack me with the sword, I'll nick the sword off you and cut you in half with it.
In Aikido, you don't actually learn to attack except to help your partner train against defending, so, if you see what I mean. So the person practicing the Aikido will be attacked by someone, so we have to learn to attack people, but it's not about how to put your opponent down before they attack you. If they don't attack you, well, you're not going to attack them, and then there's no fight.
Hey! I saw you. So you're always the victim.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You're always
playing
the victim.
But you turn it, you're the person that attacks you. You're end up the victim.
You're like in one of them films where the guy, like, you pick on the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And he turns around and says, I know Aikido!
I kind of hate to say it, but Steven Seagal is a sixth dan in Aikido or something like that. And he is, like, the celebrity Aikidoist. And I've watched some of his stuff on YouTube.
He's not he's just a cook.
You mispronounced the word there, mate.
The Under Siege.
He's a massive cook.
That's what he's like in the Under Siege movie. Who are you? I'm just a cook. It's like, okay, you are like the bulkiest, burliest cook I've ever seen.
He's got to lift heavy pots and pans.
But he never starts a fight.
Yeah, but then again, having watched Under Siege, the techniques he uses, like the ones where he shoots people with an Uzi, that's not particularly Aikido.
See, actually, I watched a film with Wesley Snipes in it the other night, and
Passenger 57.
No,
Demolition Man.
No, new one,
Blade.
New one. Wesley Snipes in jail.
2010 or whatever it was.
Wesley Snipes of prison years.
I've forgotten what it was called because it was that good. But he did a couple of Kobayashis in it.
What's a Kobayashi?
Kobayashi is hang on.
It's where he had someone coming at him with a gun, and he basically bends their wrist in a way that they go down, takes the gun off them, and then.
Well, that's the thing. Aikido is actually based on forms of ninjutsu, Japanese swordsmanship. It was invented in the 40s by Sensei Morioshiba. Ushiba, I think is correct. Who is Osensei? Yeah, And basically he'd trained in all sorts of martial arts, but then he got like, kind of a Buddhist mentality of not harming. So he took the martial arts and, decided to present it in such a way as you don't end up fucking people over so badly. So the Japanese riot police are all trained in Aikido.
Okay, yeah, because they don't go out there punching people, they just go out there to stop them from punching them.
That's it.
Yeah, there's ways to do it nicely, but there's also, you actually get them in a certain position and then you can quite easily dislocate arms and all of that kind of stuff if you want to get nasty.
If anybody wants to see any of Will and Ash fighting, if you go to YouTube and type in...
really don't want our sensei to see this clip.
No.
The one we recorded at the beginning of the Super Knocked Up episode where I did a Google Hangout of them.
It's
when
shameful.
I'm talking and you guys were in the background.
Oh yeah, no, that was...
rolling over.
Yeah, that wasn't particularly that was Aikido. Awful. That was just a fucking about. I forgot about that.
You think I was talking about Chip Ninja?
I thought you were talking about Chip Ninja, yes.
Yeah, no, we don't really want Chip Ninja shown either because it's very poor swordsmanship.
He'd be really disappointed that...
No, he wouldn't.
No, probably. Think, it's like, I want to go.
Yeah, he's like, can I come down and do it? Who's it? So you've got one now, a katana sword.
Yeah, I bought one the other week.
Is it a katana sword?
No, it's a katana.
Just a katana.
Yeah.
So you've got a katana sword. Mm-hmm. And where is it?
It's at my house.
Oh, well, I thought you said Will had it.
He did, but I picked it up on Tuesday.
That's it. We bought it on Spitalfields Market, and then realised
Ash
was
going to buy a sword.
Ash, well, it's an antiques market.
We can't buy fucking guns, but we can buy a sword.
They sell guns. You get a lot of old deactivated rifles and bits and pieces.
No, we want them activated, we want to save ourselves and the tyrants that are going to take over this country.
All you need is a pillar drill. But yeah, we ended up buying this sword and I said to Ash, are you alright getting it home? And he realised he was going to the pub that night, and it's bad form to take a sword to the pub with you.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to leave it under the desk for the cleaners to take, and plus the fact I think a couple of people might have got worried in my office if I'd actually walked out and gone, do you want to see my katana?
So for the second time I ended up cycling back, so taking a sword on the train and then cycling home with a sword strapped across my back, and yes, I felt manly.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
Marriage is fine, it's a beautiful thing. You go to the church, you come back with a ring. After the ceremony, it's back to the room. To play the PlayStation with an 8-year-old groom.
Did any of you hear the story about the 8-year-old boy that married a 51-year-old woman?
No.
Now, this is a story. I first read it. A 61-year-old woman. I first read it in on the Sun newspaper. In the Sun newspaper on the website. And I first thought, yeah, it's the Sun. Like, they're always going to talk about shit. It's probably not true. It's probably like a fake reality show or something. But then I went on the internet to try and find it. It was in The Independent. So then it made it even more like, okay. It was an 8-year-old boy from South Africa.
South Africa.
All right. Has married a woman in her 60s after claiming that the ghost of his long-dead grandfather told him to do so. Now, this woman in her 60s, she's already married. Okay. But because he came along and said, "You, 8-year-old boy, my dead grandfather come to me in a dream and said, I must marry you," that she said, I better do it because I don't want to upset the spirit world.
And this is why cheese before bed is a bad idea.
That's the gist of the story. It was fully sanctioned. But the thing is, though, her husband at the time said, you can do it. Yeah, go ahead.
So she got divorced to get married.
No, technically she's now married to two people, but it was kind of like a ceremony was there and it cost thousands of pounds.
The thing is, it's
but
weird
maybe
and
it's not like...
Did he consummate?
Oh, I think that's probably
disgusting.
Probably what stops it from being legal. You got to consummate a marriage to make it proper legal.
No, it depends on the country.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Depends on the country and the culture.
But to me, that just goes to me, that's why we don't take South African people seriously. Because they come out with shit like that. What the fuck are they talking about?
I thought it was a burglar.
It's just like, no one takes anyone seriously anymore. It's like, if someone goes and said, like, it's like fucking scene from Ghost when Whoopi Goldberg comes and snogs Demi Moore because Patrick Swayze's inside her. Not like that, but as a ghost.
That does sound a bit like a menage a trois, really.
But just, what the fuck? I mean, How many dreams have you had where you've woke up and you thought that felt really real? Would you ever then think...
I dreamt I'd had a really good piss once, and that was, unfortunately, was a bit too real.
But doesn't that just prove...
The wife was not impressed.
Like, I told you that story, and straight away, you guys are like, that's fucking mental.
My issue is, if everyone says, that's a bit weird. Now, switch the genders round.
Ah, okay.
And that's fucking...
Yeah, that's then.
60-year-old bloke marrying 8-year-old girl.
But, yeah, no, that's true. But it was the boy that went to the woman, not the other way around. The boy went to the woman and said...
All right, 8-year-old girl goes up to this 60-year-old bloke and goes, I've been told to marry you. And Mr. Glitter rubs his hands together and says,
But that's why I don't know. It's fucking mental. And it's why does no one go over there and just say... What are you doing? Shut up. Stop it.
Stop.
Cut the shit.
This boy is not ready.
Yeah. What annoys me is just, we live in a world where they can get away with that. In South Africa, like I said, in this country, the minute a fucking 6-year-old went up to a 7-year-old and said, marry me.
It'd be looked up.
They'd be like, no, you fucking ain't married. No, don't be such a dickhead. It's nothing to do with religion. No, it's not a religious thing and it's not a spiritual thing. It's just... I don't get it. In my head,
know enough about the story to be able to sort of comment specifically.
I mean, there's not really much to it. It was literally, they got wed, they got married.
I dreamt of you.
It cost them £1,000 to do the blessing and that. And he's happy to go for the marriage. But the groom already has doubts over the couple's long-term future.
Oh, really?
Apparently he says, when I'm older, I'll marry a lady at my own age. But he still plans to go to school and study hard. Good for you. What the fuck are you getting married
for? Of course
it's
not going to last that long. She's 60 already. Life expectancy over there is probably only about 70, so he's only got 9 odd years to wait.
They were worried that...
he's doing it for the money.
Oh, here we go. They were worried that, obviously, if they hadn't done it, like the spiritual world would do bad things, like voodoo, sort of voodoo dolls or witch doctors things.
It's like being a Catholic and having a wank. You're doomed. You're going to hell.
Is that true? Is that what they say?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have a wank if you're Catholic.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to have fun, basically.
You're not allowed to fuck kids if you're Catholic, but apparently that's okay.
Well, yeah, no, it's all fair. Yeah, six of one, half a dozen of the other, you know. Yeah, exactly.
But it does say here, though, this is where it gets a little bit kind of like...
Actually, I don't think religion specifically talks about age, so it's okay for the Catholic priests to spill their seed in front of a female. It's just the fact that she's 6 that's the issue, but that's okay in the Bible. Shall I step away from this subject? Yeah.
They didn't sign the marriage certificate at the end. So that doesn't make it legal, does it?
So then they're going to piss off the spirit world anyway.
I don't know, yeah. So but then it kind of makes
because they're not married, so they just did a little ceremony.
They did a ceremony.
And the spirits are going to come down and go,
that's fake!
I can get a little kiddies to do whatever I want.
Oh, Jimmy Savile. It's the ghost of Jimmy Savile.
All I'm thinking is you should take Ash just saying that now and just splice it in as one of our segue pieces. I could play a little bit of guitar around it. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. I can get little kiddies to do whatever I want. Ding, 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 ding.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
You've got a 2-year-old and one that's just been born, but it's okay to sell them because your name's Misty Van Horn.
There's another stupid article on sort of involving kids, unfortunately. But it was a woman in the States who tried to sell her kids on Facebook.
Okay.
Her partner had been arrested for something. I can't remember what it was. But he had a $1,000 bail.
Right, okay.
So
Dog the Bounty Hunter was after him.
Yeah, so she wanted to raise some money. So she went knocking on doors around the neighbourhood and no one would give her any money.
So she's probably a meth addict or something.
Yeah, so she decided, I know what I'll do. I'll sell my kids on Facebook. So she's got 2 or something and she put them up on Facebook for a grand.
See, the problem is...
$4,000.
You know what she
went wrong? $4,000.
She went wrong with that. Should have gone on eBay.
Yeah,
because it's a bit more secure. Because Facebook doesn't really have a feature where you can sell things, does it?
No, exactly, which I don't get. But some woman then approached her and said, right. And then
you seen her name?
No.
Now, here's a porn star name. Misty Van Horn.
The more I read these things,
but also,
the more...
sorry, but Misty Van Horn, again, it's the sound that you hear in poor visibility.
Misty Van Horn.
Yeah, the,
that's great.
But the woman who was who posed to buy them actually reported it to the police. She got arrested.
Oh, right. Okay.
For it, and now she's on 40 grand bail.
So it's totally 50 grand.
I've got a little summarised news article. So, an Eastern Oklahoma woman is in jail after trying to sell her children on Facebook. Police say Misty Van Horn, 22, contacted an acquaintance on the social network to sell her 2-year-old and 10-month-old. Van Horn was asking $1,000 for her 2-year-old and $4,000 for both children, which shows that children aren't like wine. They appear to devalue, more like cars, yeah. Because good wine will increase in value. So I find that quite interesting. She was reportedly trying to get money to bail her boyfriend out of jail. The woman, Van Horn, contacted noted authorities, and yeah, 40 grand bond. Yeah.
What the fuck is
Misty Van Horn?
That's a great name. I missed the name. Shit.
What the fuck is that?
Misty Van Horn!
That's why I don't like Facebook anymore. There's just people like trying to sell your kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, look, it won't be funny if you try to get stuff. Look, I don't want to plant anything in your fucking farm. I don't want to pay Candy fucking Crush, and I don't want your fucking kids.
And I don't care about the image that you posted that is telling you to share everything with everyone, and so you'll have a wish granted, or you'll get seven years bad luck. It's those fucking
people use social networking that way now. I mean, a different story to that. I mean, it's not really
Misty Van Horn.
There's an account on Twitter, and it's called Howie, My Cat Died, right? I think that's what it's called. And what it's about is somebody set up a fake account, or like a parody account, that retweets all these tweets from people that want to talk to Harry Styles from One Direction. You know who One Direction are? The boy band that
I'm aware of their existence.
Right? Harry Styles is the one that's fucking everybody who moves. Do you know what I mean? He's making everyone.
Including ready. Misty Van Horn?
He probably bought her kids.
He's probably one of her kids.
And what Harry Styles has done, he goes on Twitter and he's just a fucking like Sorry. Pop star.
Misty Van Horn.
And people tweet him, right, saying, please follow me, Harry, please follow me, right? That's normal, people do that, and like he's going to follow normal people. But what they've gone to now, they've gone to pity follows. And what it's working as, it's like, follow me, Harry, my cat just died. Please retweet me, please follow me, please pay me attention. And people keep doing this, and he's retweeting the worst ones. Man, somebody sent a tweet saying, Harry, my nan died yesterday, but I went to your concert last night and it made me feel a lot better.
What are you doing?
And it's him, like, he's sitting there looking at this going, oh, bless you, I'm going to follow you. We're now friends.
I'm going
to
fuck you
later. That's the problem with stuff like Twitter. The minute you start talking to celebrities, so a lot of these people think, we're best friends now. I'm going to go around there and have a cup of tea with them. Like, no, it doesn't work that way.
There was an episode of Misty Van Horn of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon actually starts playing like Scrabble or whatever they call that version with Stephen Hawking, and like it's Words with Friends. He's Stephen Hawking is my friend because it's not called Words with Previous Acquaintances. It's Words with Friends. He is my friend. He loves me. Misty Van Horn.
Carrying on with the Facebook thing. There's been some research done on it to actually determine personalities from what you like.
I was reading about that, but they're looking at quite holistic levels and sort of making judgments. So if you post all these One Direction bits and you post all these pictures of kittens and the Justin Bieber stuff, and you're a 30-year-old male, they can tell that you're gay.
And a paedophile.
Yeah.
But they did a thing that...
Misty Van Horn.
One of the things that is proved by Adam is the fact that one of the ones was if you actually like Dark Knight Rises and the Batman stuff, you actually have fewer friends.
What, in real life or just on the social network?
Just on Facebook. People unfriend you because you like it.
No, but what else did you say?
The other one was if you like curly fries, then you're intelligent.
I fucking love curly fries.
The funny thing is,
so you're intelligent with no friends.
I can't see the point in them.
Asperger's. That's because you're dumb.
You're not going to any fines.
I must admit, I used to think I had a relatively high IQ, but it turns out, no, I'm a spacker.
You are. You don't like
fries. No, I like straight fat chips.
I like proper ones.
No, yeah, proper chip shop chips, none of that curly bollocks.
What the fuck does that personality test come from? Where did you read that?
No, it was on the BBC.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with the BBC nowadays? No, stories about fucking gay saunas and people selling each other's kids and people with cats that are dying and...
We love the BBC. This is what we pay our licence fee for.
What's the problem? You can online and reading our personality tests. That. I think the best way to work out whether you have friends on Facebook is whether you like your own statuses. Mm. If you like your own statuses, you have no friends.
You're very vain.
Went to the shop today.
Can you retweet yourself?
You can retweet. No, you can't. Yes, you can. I think you can.
Can you have conversations with yourself?
That confused as fuck. I'm confused.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
You know what? Bonnet,
he's behind you.
I like curly fries.
Fine.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
Northern Batman. Eel. Now, it's about time that we mentioned Batman.
Yay! My friends are loving this.
Or one of them. Oh, that was you!
I retweeted myself and liked it at the same time.
Misty Van Horn. But there was a wonderful bit of news a few weeks ago, and actually there were two stories came out very similarly, and I do think it shows the UK-US divide.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to start with the US story, which was a shoplifter in Walmart was running away from the scene of the crime and got in his car. A concerned US citizen with a license to carry a concealed firearm decided the best thing he could do was to fire several shots at him because the dual crimes of being black and a shoplifter clearly made sure it was deserved. So, bloke gets into car, man has chased him a bit, pulls out gun because shoplifting is definitely a capital crime and, you know, a bullet to the brain is probably the only way we can get past this social issue.
It's the only way you're going to get him on the floor is shoot him in the head.
Well, yeah. That's it. It's going to drop him and that way the police can pick
him
up.
Shoot him in the leg, they keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, particularly if it's Oscar Pistorius.
Exactly.
I love what he said. He said, I shot at the car in order to mark the car up to make it easier for the police. Now, he hit two other cars at the same time because he's a shit shot. So I don't think that one really slides. He then said, but he was driving directly at me. I feared for my life. And they went, this CCTV footage shows you're talking shit. You're
basically he shot it in the boot while it was driving away from you. So, it didn't blow up. Oh, it's not a film.
So what has happened is basically bloke's gone, someone running away and he's stolen some meat. I've got a gun. Fucking brilliant. I can shoot someone. Now, we contrast this with a story that came out within a day or so of this one of a bloke. When it first came out, it was literally 2 o'clock in the morning. Bloke walks into a police station dressed as Batman. And I'll point out this is the Adam West 1970s early Batman.
Fabric Batman.
That's right. Yeah. Walks in dressed as Batman with a bloke who's wanted by the police, takes him into the police station, deposits him and walks out. Awesome. And I just love the two. So come out. So America, vigilante basically pulls out gun, shoots a black guy. England, Batman!
Fat Batman as well.
He was fat, yeah. He was upset by the quality of the footage.
Yeah, because he was, it turned out that he was actually a sort of a fancy dress party thing.
No, he went to go and watch Bradford play Swansea in a football cup final.
So he had his tracksuit on underneath.
Yeah.
So that it actually looked fat and he said, it makes it look like I've got a paunch.
Yeah.
But it was actually his mate, wasn't it? That his mate wanted to turn himself in.
Yeah.
And as they'd just come back from the football, he said, we might as well get it over and done with now. So he didn't think anything of the fact that he was wearing.
I have a question. He went to the football. Normal people go to see football, and I must stress this is soccer, not the girly one. He went to the football, with padding. I mean, seriously. He went to the football and he thought, right, I want to support my team. So shall I wear the strip? No, I'm going to dress as Batman.
That's what you're doing, isn't it? This is what happens.
But no, that's the way he explained it. Well, I was really wearing a Batman outfit because I've been watching football.
So if I was him and I'm standing there and you've just gone to the football match, they did lose. So
if only his mate was dressed as the Joker.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if he'd said, well, I need to turn myself in, and he's like, right, I'm already dressed as Batman. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's make light of a situation you're probably going to get done for anyway because they need you. Can we dress you up as a Joker?
Or Catwoman.
Or the Penguin.
Or Catwoman. And just... I'd love it if a burly Yorkshire bloke dressed up as Catwoman as with whip.
They were probably afterwards going, why didn't we do that? That would have been brilliant. But what annoyed me about the thing is that story come out and then I woke up to tweets the next morning of, Adam, what are you doing in Bradford dressed as Batman?
Is it because he was fat?
Yes! I got so many tweets and mentions saying, what are you doing? I'm like, whack off. So I looked at it, I was like, that's an unflattering picture of me.
Thing is, I'd just love to think that you do own a Batman outfit, but not the cool, awesome, hard, dark, gothic current Batman, but the Adam West.
Yeah, old school. Like, remember
camp.
Back in the 40s when George Reeves was Superman. Really before Christopher Reeve, I'm talking like,
I didn't realise there was a Reeves and then a Reeve. That's quite
George Reeves. And what he was, he dressed up back, it was like old man with the trousers up there. Like, and that's what he's like, a big chest, like it's a fat man sucking it in, really. That's what Superman was in back in the '40s, when he dressed like, yeah. So he had a big chest and then they just sucked it all in. It's like, you don't look super at all. You look
he's
like
got
a
corset on.
Yeah. But that's what I'd have to do.
We're going
to
need a bigger whale for the whale bone on this one.
But no, yeah, Batman in Bradford. Because they were not mental about it. Yeah, he exists.
And it was just a wonderful, wonderful news story.
It was just
really
a great
was.
Picture.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that he was just handing him over and just walked out again.
Fat man.
It just reminds me of the Del Boy and Rodney sketch that is no Americans have seen Only Fools and
Horses. Only Fools and
Horses. You've got to YouTube it because that is genius. Little fat Batman and a lanky Robin running through the mist in the London.
They save the mayor, don't they?
Yeah, or something like that. Let's go.
It's when they then turn up at the funeral that they've been told was a fancy dress party, and you got Trigger comes over and he's wearing like a suit and black suit, white shirt, black tie. He goes, glad I wasn't the only one turned up in fancy dress. I'm like, what did you come as? I came as a chauffeur.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time.
Cut.
There's a load of pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate. Unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Well, we're not going to say welcome in our promo.
That's a good point. We should not say welcome. We should have a really...
Should we be welcoming in our podcast?
Yeah. So,
this is a promo.
Yes.
For Canuckcast.
Canuckcast. That was my sexy voice.
That was pretty sexy.
Thanks, man.
So, this is a Canuckcast promo.
Yeah.
I'm Mike. And this is Jay. Say hi, Jay.
Hi.
Say hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay. See what we did there?
Okay. Now, for serious this time. Okay, so if you ever wanted to experience the excitement of being Canadian, driving around in a car and drinking coffee,
good boy,
and shooting the shit.
You
could do worse than listen to Canuckcast. Hold on.
Okay, good nose wipe.
All right, thank you. Maybe we need to pound the bass.
All right,
Canuckcast. Two guys driving in a car, drinking coffee, shooting the bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canuckcast.
That was a much better promo.
That was a good promo.
Yeah. You can Canuckcast.com. Find us on Pod Gods Network.
Pod Gods.
Pod Gods Network.
Part of the Pod Gods Network.
That's right. We're on Facebook and Twitter.
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. CanuckCast.com.
Dot com.
Check us out.
Tune in to Canada's premier podcast, Canuckcast.
Canuckcast.
Two guys dodging jizz in a car while drinking coffee.
All right.
All right.
I don't like the jizz dodging.
Well, we're not catching jizz.
Does there have to be jizz in the car?
Not my car. Canuckcast, two guys on a grand adventure. Podcasting.
Also, drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. Also, complaining about mundane bullshit.
Yes.
And reviewing the odd movie.
True.
Canuckcast. CANUCKST.
.com. That's pretty good. That's a good one.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, I think we can smash that. I think.
Fuck, 14, we smashed the shit out of that.
I think 14 promos in a row.
We
back to back
smashed the fuck out of that promo. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
You know, as far as promos go, Canuckcast. Two guys.
In a car.
In a world without justice.
I think we're good. You think we can put enough of that together?
I think so, maybe.
All right, that's going to be enough of that.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut. Will, are you always right on everything you say? Especially when you argue about it.
Yeah, why not? Parkard, for example.
Parkard, and you get pulled up on it. A couple of episodes ago, we talked about Mexico. And if you listen back to it, I remember saying to you, Mexico? And you went, yeah, South America. I was like, no, it's not South America, it's North America. And you went, nope, I think you'll find
Northern
South America.
South America.
You went, it's Northern South America. I said, well, so it's Central America, but it's part of North America, the continent. And you was like, well, no, there's two continents, Adam. There's North America and South America. I was like, I understand that, Will. But, and then I just sort of gave up. And you went, it's the top of South America. That stayed in my head, and I was like, I'm sure I'm right. But I left it until somebody came up and said, oh, yeah, Will's wrong, by the way. It's actually part of North America.
Not anymore. I've actually officially redesignated the boundaries. South America now starts a little bit further north. Yeah,
but you edited Wikipedia, didn't you?
I've actually changed the map.
But I will give you credit, though, because we sit there and say it's technically North America. It's a very bottom part of Central America, which is considered North American continent. But
incontinent. It shit itself.
But what I read up about it, so I had a quick look into it just to double check.
Hang on, you read something other than the sun?
Yeah, I don't know. I hardly ever read the sun now. Don't even bother buying it.
No, it just looks at the pictures.
Especially basically get that on the internet now. But I did look into it, and they did say that a lot of people in America don't actually understand the difference between North and South America. They think it's all just one continent. They do not consider themselves to be two separate continents.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we could refer to ourselves as Eurasians because we're in the combined continent of Europe and Asia because there's no strict
what's
delineating
Russia?
Line.
Well, where's Russia? Is Russia part of Europe?
Yes.
Yes.
This is how I work out what countries...
But it shares a border with China, exactly, which ain't...
Because it's fucking massive, yeah. Hmm. But this is how I always work out...
Why some of the Russians have slitty, slitty eyes.
Oh, sorry, I came over Prince Philip.
Oh, no!
Which is a hobby of mine.
But this is how I always work out, and this has worked for me for years. I always know who's in Europe, who's not in Europe, by working out whether they can qualify for the European Championships of football. They can qualify for the European Championships of football.
Oh, football. Is that thing with overly complex rules and body padding?
No, I'm talking about the one where they use their feet in the ball.
Ah, the one where you kick the ball with your foot.
Yes. Can you name all the continents?
Yes.
Go on.
Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Europe, North America,
Mexico,
South America, and Australasia.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Very easy. Can you name all the planets in order? Ash.
Order of what?
Size, distance from the sun. From the sun.
Weight.
Downwards.
No, I want it in by weight. By mass.
By mass?
Yes. So actual mass, not size. But like, if you put them on the scales, start at the heaviest. Go, Ash.
Even though it's a gas giant, it's still going to be Jupiter by mass. Then probably Saturn.
Talk into the mic.
Say Jupiter.
No,
I'd still say, because it is a gas giant.
It's massive, isn't it?
It is enormous. Big, so it'll weigh a lot. Then Saturn, I would say. Then Earth. Then...
Venus, Mercury.
It's all right. I can't remember the fucking planet. It's the fact that you're able to rank them by mass. No, it's not as if we're going to
name them in order. Name them like from the
Mercury,
to the sun.
Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and then Pluto. I still
which isn't a planet. It's a people McNugget planet.
Yes.
Why is it not a planet anymore? Why have they taken
it's a dwarf planet.
It's part of the Kuiper Belt. It's just the largest lump of ice and stuff in the Kuiper Belt.
Okay.
I think it's the Kuiper Belt, isn't it?
Don't ask us. We're asking you. You're our Professor Cox here.
Professor Cox.
You know what I mean.
It's just the largest lump of ice. They did actually come up with Planet X as well, which was a little bit further out.
So where the X-Men live.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Batman goes there for holidays.
Batman can't go into space. That was so stupid.
He's got a little ship. He got a ship. The Batwing is extra special.
The thing about Batman is that in the Justice League, Batman goes to outer space to the Justice League towers and that. I'm like, but he's a normal person.
Taking a slight step off the subject, just something that occurred to me. I was shopping in Morrison's earlier and there was a sign there and the apostrophe in the right place just made me chuckle because the sign said, "Our Baker's special." Sorry, slightly off track, but it reminded me.
Actually, there was something I've forgotten which supermarket is. There is a supermarket or something that's actually turned around and said they are banning the use of apostrophes in any of their stores and products.
What?
Because their staff are too shit and can't get into my place.
Well, the term is greengrocer's apostrophe, just randomly used. And I've read some of your blog stuff, Adam, and you could have been a greengrocer.
I don't give a fuck about apostrophes. We can give a shit.
It's taking the machine gun approach to punctuation.
Probably
need some punctuation in there. Let's chuck a full stop there, comma there. Oh, semicolon. That'll go at the start of the sentence.
I love semicolon. I love dot, dot, dots, exclamation points. And
I once put my semi in someone's colon. I still snigger when buying white wine. It's like, oh, do you fancy your semi on?
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
That's it, we've now decided what Mexico needs. It's a massive fucking cannon that fires tons of weed. Oh yeah.
Weed cannon. So I mentioned earlier that I was in Morrison's this morning. I bought some daffodils. Because spring is here and they're cheap and it's nice to have a few flowers.
Is it really
in the
here,
bars.
Will? What a fucking state of it outside. It's pissing down rain.
You raise a valid point.
And it's been snowing.
Yes, yeah.
Not today. Week. But yeah, snow and cold.
It's irrelevant.
Summertime. It's summertime out there, Will. Yeah. Get it right.
So I bought these daffodils. I'm just ignoring that. Not the direction I wish.
You're like, is this some kind of podcast where we all chat?
Listen to me!
Carry on.
I bought these daffodils, and there was a label on there, and I noticed a similar thing when I bought an orchid a couple of years ago. There's a label on the daffodils, bit of wrapping, so, you know, daffodils, 100% extra free. Nice, fine, big bunch of daffodils.
Should be free.
It says, not for human consumption. Basically, why is it when you go to a supermarket, why do you say, these are flowers, don't eat the flowers because they're flowers, they're not for eating.
But everything in a supermarket is edible, that's the whole idea of a supermarket.
It also goes on to say, frying pans, cling film, Domestos.
That's a lovely drink.
But it goes on to say, do not feed your pets because your pets might die. Well, surely that's my decision. If I want to go to the supermarket and buy daffodils for my cat and force feed the cat because the cat won't normally eat daffodils,
No. That's
my fucking decision.
If I want to tie my cat down and I want to force feed it fertilised daffodils that's going to kill it, that's my choice.
But again, I bought this orchid. Well, yeah, I bought this orchid and I noticed the label again said, not for human consumption. And I just thought, fuck me. I was going to do a beef in orchid pie and I really wanted to buy an edible orchid because that's why I spend £10 on a flower.
You spent £10 on a flower?
It was reduced to a fiver. It was nearly dead.
because but seeing as, I was
only planning to cook the fucker, it didn't seem like a problem.
Oh, it should have been reduced because I was going to eat it. But that people do, yeah, they do put stupid things on stuff. Like in America, there was a, they have a autopilot, or cruise control.
Oh, yes.
On certain sort of Winnebagos and sort of trailer park van things they have. Yeah. And they had the cruise control, and someone said they put it on cruise control, went out the back to make himself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and it crashed.
This is certainly an urban myth. I don't know if it's ever actually been proven in a real story.
Oh, don't ruin it. I wanted it to be real.
Okay, it's real.
Thank you.
It was a little old lady.
Yeah.
It was a bloke. It was a woman called Misty Mc... What was it? Misty McFadden?
Misty Van Horn.
Misty Van Horn, thank you. Sorry. So
you loved it, and then you...
I've filed that away now.
What, for later?
I don't know if I can for later. Has she got a cock?
Well done.
But one of those adult movie stars.
But they always put stuff on, like, may contain nuts. They have to put, and they even do it on a packet of peanuts.
Yeah. Well, there's a good reason for that.
May contain nuts.
Peanuts are a bean.
Got nuts.
Peanuts aren't nuts.
Well,
they're a kind of bean. Yeah,
really?
No, peanuts are not a nut.
Do you know what? I never knew that.
But if they prepare them in a factory where they're also preparing nuts, like hazelnuts, which are an actual nut, they may contain bits of hazelnut.
See, I'll be honest here. I actually never knew that. Yeah, I always thought peanut was actually a peanut.
Well, there you go.
Well, who says you don't learn anything on this podcast, eh? In between all the cunt words and
I don't.
You get education.
I know it all.
You do, because everybody knows that Mexico's Antarctica.
Actually, coming back onto Mexico, there was an article, it's quite a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's probably best if you lean back from the microphone and look down at your phone at the same time.
Yeah, there was an article from Mexico, and it was...
Shut the fuck up.
He's getting angry. And it was...
talk over Ash when he finally gets an opportunity to speak. Sorry, mate, go on.
We're listening.
It was some...
no one else.
Mexican drug cartel. They've got their new way of delivering marijuana in 13-kilo bags. It was a massive weed cannon on the back of a pickup truck.
Sorry,
health and safety.
You need to phrase it better. You need to say... Basically, it needs to be going... You need a little bit of an introduction. It's like... Dun, 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 dun. Weed cannon. That's how you should say that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not certain about the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, why did you add that?
I don't really know. It wasn't suitable, was it? But
no, it wasn't.
They had a massive weed cannon.
I don't even think you need that. I thought he told the story fine.
No.
This is
no,
why I don't talk.
Because Will sits and tells you, this is how you should
you
talk.
Did it wrong. You're sitting too far away from the mic. You're now not talking properly.
Don't do that.
Weed cannon. Misty Van Horn.
Oh, you remember the name now.
I do love the idea of this weed cannon.
But the fact that it's 13-kilo bags, that's enormous.
They're going to need to wrap them like motherfuckers, aren't they? Because that's just going to explode on
them like a roll of cling.
Yeah. I got a weed cannon, motherfucker. I'm going to wrap this shit.
Because if they're going to try and... I mean, Ash is definitely the better qualified person to talk about this, which is why I'm talking now. But if they're going to fire like a 13-kilo bag of weed, they're going to need to really seriously wrap it. Because the pressure needed to launch it out the tube of the cannon, if it's just wrapped in a bit of cling film, it's just going to blow the whole thing to smithereens.
Oh, that's so
it's,
like
and it's going to need to. Oh.
I do like the smell of it.
It depends. Also, I'm assuming I'm kind of imagining it as some sort of air powered weed.
Well, it's compressed air, but I'd imagine that the easiest way to do it would actually to have a plate down the actual cannon itself, which actually forms a better seal.
Oh, spring!
And then they can fire the plate out, and fuck it if they lose the plate.
Hang on. Are we now talking about how to make the best drugs?
Just an air cannon to fire 13-kilo bags of whatever you want. I'm not saying drugs over the wall.
Could be decapitated rabbits.
In California and Texas even.
What? I saw a dead badger on the road the other day. And I automatically thought of you. How weird.
You saw it, he was waiting for you to drive past so he could run out of the bushes and prod it.
I'm driving to work and like, I've never seen an actual badger alive, ever. I've only seen dead by the side of a road or in the middle of the road. And the first thing that goes in my head, I see a badger, I go, oh, poor badger. Will. Because I can just imagine him going over there prodding it.
I've only prodded the one badger.
Where did it come from? Why did you prod a badger? Why are you prodding badgers?
I've told this story before. You obviously don't listen to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, basically, I used to work in a country pub, and my sister was giving me a lift there because I wasn't driving at the time. And it was very narrow country lanes, and in the middle of the road was a badger.
Hmm.
And it wasn't moving, what with having been hit by a car.
They had no
and
hit.
It must have been the car previously. So we sat there, and because injured badgers have a bit of a reputation for being vicious motherfuckers, we sat there with it in full beam on the headlights for about 2 minutes, trying to figure out if it was still breathing. At which point we realised that we couldn't tell, so I had to get out the car and prod the badger, at which point I found it was still warm, but distinctly dead. And then I rolled it out the road into a ditch so I could get to work.
You didn't pick it up, roadkill or nothing? Should be eating it.
I don't know any good badger recipes. Badger, but I reckon badger, orchids, I think it'd be a bit orchids, badger with orchid and daffodil might be a nice one. Weed cannons! I just like the idea of having a weed cannon. I think I'd like to get massive sacks of dog poo and fire them at the ITV headquarters.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut! So a few weeks back, Comic Relief was on, the 7 hours telephone extravaganza.
I didn't watch a single bit.
Which raises money for Red Nose Day.
Comic Relief, to the pub.
Did you? Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Raises money for kids in Africa that are dying, need help with malaria nets, mosquito nets for malaria and stuff like that.
Malaria nets.
Malaria nets.
Malaria inside where the nets
contained. And also helps people in this country. People forget that. People automatically assume that.
I went to school with a girl called Malaria Nets.
Yeah. I'm lying.
You are? It didn't make any sense.
I don't know, I just think it's quite a nice name. It's a young, you can almost see it as one of those upper class ones when they're doing their debutant appearance into society. And tonight the Malaria Nets was dressed in a ravishing Gucci dress. Do carry on. They also help people in this country. People can't forget. They always assume that it's all African. They're like, but... But anyway, you get all these people going, I'm not giving them any money. Just spat everywhere. I'm not giving any money because they send it to Africa. We don't see how much good they're doing out there. You're like, it's because you don't live out in Africa. You live in a fucking country which you have enough money to do what you want to do.
And you're too busy watching television programmes about people watching telly rather than watching television programmes about people in Africa.
They're like, well, you want to help poverty in this country. And you're like, it's a little bit different. Poverty in this country compared to poverty in Africa and the third world countries, you can't really compare the two.
No, this is the difficulty. Everyone says charity begins at home, but quite frankly,
we've got lots of scammers that just live off the state.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
before we go down that road,
what they do with Comic Relief, they get a lot of comedians, celebrities to come in and do things like that. But what I'm going to talk about is the fact that Peter Kay was on the show, and he's a massive comedian over in this country. Like people seem
to love
him.
He's lost a bit of weight.
He's a tubby guy, but he's not. But he was quite, he does a lot of stuff. But then, when I was watching him last night do this stuff, or on Comic Relief, I was watching him do all this stuff, and I was like, he's funny, but is he only funny because his accent makes him funny? Because he doesn't actually say that much funny stuff. He's a bit like Russell Brand. I like Russell Brand, but a lot of people hate him. I've never heard Russell Brand tell a joke. It's just the way he talks I find is quite funny.
It's the style of comedy. No, it's not. Peter Kay's very much a one-liner. Style of comedian, and if you're a big fan of one-liners, yeah, he doesn't swear much. I actually read his autobiography, and it was quite interesting.
Autobiography,
yes.
On the bog. It's a toilet book.
Yeah, totally. But, where was I going with this? Yeah, so I read it, and he started out in the comedy scene all sweary as fuck, like a big sweary cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he decided that it's not big and clever to swear like a cunt all the fucking time. So he found that when he stopped swearing on a gig, and he stopped swearing on a gig because his mum turned up, basically, he got a better audience reaction. He's very nice, he's very more middle family. Of the road, he's very family-friendly comedian,
he's
and that's
family,
what it is.
He's kind of on the edge. He will swear, and he will say things that are a little bit more...
That's it.
They can be on border, but he's no Jimmy Carr.
I actually saw him live at the O2, and I think I'd have probably enjoyed the set if it wasn't for the fact it was at the O2, and for the warm-up, basically, before he came on, they started blaring out the worst fucking god-awful pop shite, which was the idea behind it was to get the crowd going and worked up, and I was just sitting there going, make the music stop, make the music stop, make the music stop, stop the fucking music! It was so bad.
See, why do you let things get to you so easily?
Because I enjoy it.
Just don't worry about it.
Do you not think I enjoy being such a grumpy fucker?
You do.
He lives for being grumpy.
People don't forget that when we stop recording, Will is so happy-go-lucky. He's out in the garden planting his daffodils and eating the leaves.
Frolicking.
But when he put the podcast on, he's like, I fucking hate everything. But yeah, Peter Kay, though, I think that maybe...
Plus, I like to sit down and watch ITV.
His accent makes him sound funnier than he actually is.
Is it because he's northern?
I think northern people sound funny.
That's because you're a southerner. Do you reckon northern people just think that they sound everyone funny. Near them is funny?
Probably. No, I don't know, because there's another podcast
they just
out
have a
there.
Laugh all the time.
There's another podcast out there called Uncle Arthur's Bollocks, right? And it's a 20-minute... Each show is about 20 minutes long. And he does a podcast where he rambles on monologues about his views on the world. And he's really funny. But I know the thing that makes me laugh more is the fact that he's from Wigan. And his accent is hilarious.
I think the issue here is that Adam finds Northerners funny. He likes to laugh at Northerners.
I'm not laughing at him. Oh, I'm laughing with him because he says some funny shit. But I just find their accents hilarious. And I listen to podcasts. I talk to him quite a lot. He's a good guy.
Do you imagine if Batman had a Yorkshire accent?
Yeah! what would that sound like?
I'm trying to think of a Batman line that's long enough to
I'm
do
not wearing hockey pads. That's what he always says, isn't it?
I'm not wearing hockey pads. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Doing Michael Caine as Yorkshire Batman.
What?
Barker's a twat.
That's what the Normans would say. But I think it's funny. But you should listen to Uncle Arthur's podcast. I think you would like that podcast because he's like a Norman version of you a little bit.
I don't like podcasts.
Oh, I don't even know fucking own podcast. I don't even listen to my own one. Well, you do. I know you do.
I do.
Ash actually doesn't listen anymore because he's not allowed. He's been banned.
I don't listen to him at work because I can't concentrate on my work. But I use Stitcher. Between the walk from the office and the station, Stitchers can normally cache the rest of the buffer enough of the podcast so I can listen to it on the train home. It's just Ash is a lazy mofo.
Yeah. So I read my book on the train.
Yeah.
You can read your book and listen to it.
No, you can't.
Podcast same time.
No,
you can't. Have you ever tried reading whilst listening to a podcast?
Me read.
All right, let's right.
Have you ever tried reading?
Into two pieces, yeah, precisely. Yeah.
But no, I think Northerners are funny. I think that's my basis on that.
You find Northerners funny.
I think Northerners are funny, and that's not like I'm not patronising them.
Yes,
I'm,
you are. I'm trying. No, you really are.
I think they're hilarious. Yeah, but when they're Scottish, you're not funny anymore.
It's like you go too far north. You
go too far.
Funny.
I don't find you funny.
It's the funny band.
Unless they're Billy Connolly.
I don't find Billy Connolly funny.
Oh, you got to love Billy Connolly.
No, I don't.
He just likes to start this story, and he'll tell this story so much, and he'll get sidetracked inside the story, and he'll tell another story.
Why are you
And then he tells
Indian?
It. Because this is not a lending library. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Nah,
this was another informed decision brought to you by Ash.
That's how it works out.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a band of funniness up north, man. Everyone coming from this little section is funny. Most of them are tits.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
Got one thing that it was actually we were at a party and started talking about it. It was something that someone else came up with. It was Eddie Izzard and Ginger Neanderthals.
Gingers.
That's, yeah. I've listened to some of their stuff.
It's a good band.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eddie Izzard of the Ginger Neanderthals.
No. I'm a ginger. Go on.
Yeah, no, it's just something that he came up with in one of his acts that he's found the missing link, and it is gingers.
They're missing their souls.
No soul.
So it's just sort of highly amusing the fact that he actually classifies gingers as the missing link. So they've
okay, explain more because I'm kind of
how did, yeah justify.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It was all along the lines of there's differences in their genes that we're Homo sapiens and they are actually
homosexuals.
Some of them are.
Yeah, you can be
stop
gay.
Some, stop
be
some
gay
breeding.
And, you can be gay and ginger. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a Neolithic way.
Okay.
That's quite a good word, isn't it, Neolithic?
Yeah.
Is it a real word?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the period that the Neanderthals came from.
Let's not talk about periods. Oh, okay. So what's this about ginger cavemen?
So yeah, basically where they came from, I mean, it's, they were just effectively from there. They don't have as many chromosomes or whatever it is. And as sort of we turned into Homo sapiens,
the fine specimen of people that we are now,
that we are today.
Look at us. We're beautiful.
Yeah.
The gingers got left behind.
Oh, okay, so women, so...
Like the unicorn was left off of Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
and all the dinosaurs.
So you're saying that the gingers was kind of like a missing link. So do you reckon that's why we kind of... For some people hate gingers and like to take the piss out of gingers. And do you think it's like something in their brain, which is like, it's there. You don't know why you always take the piss out of a ginger person. Why?
They're the remaining target. We can't be rude to people because of their country of origin and the colour of skin, except those that have got really pale skin and carrot hair.
Yeah.
Carrot hair. You're a little bit ginger though, Will, so you should be a bit careful what you say.
No. It's like Hitler denying his Jewish roots. I am not ginger.
Okay.
You got ginger roots.
You got ginger roots.
Blast! Must re-die.
They're coming
through. I thought a lot of ginger people come through when the Vikings, because whenever I've seen Game of Thrones and medieval times and that.
Because Game of Thrones is an excellent representation of history as it was.
Yeah, so it's basically ginger beads.
So it's basically saying that the Vikings were Neanderthals, which is why they
were probably
berserk,
wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah, they used to hit people with bones.
Well, what sort of people come like, they're all big, aren't they, with the Vikings? They were massive. They come over and took over Anglo-Saxon.
Big heads, big eyes. Like
big angry gingers.
Exact angry ginger from 7 Days of Geek.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen a proper picture of him, and I don't know how ginger he is.
How big is he? Is he like Viking proportion?
No, it'll be this little man, that's why he's angry.
Napoleon complex.
Little man syndrome.
Was he ginger, Napoleon?
No, but it's the little.
It's just a little...
Although he wasn't. He was actually very average height. It's just the British press ridiculed him and made a big thing about him being short. Well, he was quite normal size.
Okay. Just because Nelson had one arm.
Well, basically, we used to send diplomats over to deal with Napoleon, and we'd deliberately send, like, 6-foot-plus diplomats just to wind him up. I love that fact.
That's pretty clever.
Now, there's diplomacy at work. Hi, I look down at you, Frenchman.
And we still do now, but in a lot of Frenchmen are very lanky. Have you not seen Ratatouille? They're all lanky.
That's a cartoon.
Have you not seen the Incredibles?
That's like Game of Thrones teaching you about history.
What?
There used to be real direwolves, honestly.
Dragons.
Yeah.
There's always been dragons.
Oh, Game of Thrones season 4 for 3's coming out soon.
Oh, good.
Gonna be when? Good. I don't know.
I know it's going to be good. I know the plot. I know the outcome. I know the ending.
See, I don't like your attitude towards a TV show because you're all like, I've seen it. I've read the books. I know exactly what to talk about. We're stopping them from changing it, Will. Making it more interesting.
Continuity.
Adding bits.
They won't change it much.
No, I know, but...
Stop. I'm just about to finish the last book, actually.
The fact that George Martin would need to rewrite the books as well. And frankly, he's doing a piss poor job of just writing the books.
You'll get angry at that. You get angry.
It's taking ages.
He took over 7 years to produce book 5. And there's still no sign of book 6. Book 5 came out a couple of years back. He's getting too busy, and now he's got another project he's involved in, and it's going to take like 14 years. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when we get to series 6, which will probably be based on book 6 roughly if they keep the time frames. And it'll be really quite interesting to see. I reckon there's a very strong chance that the TV series is going to overtake the books.
Yeah,
probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because he helps write.
It'll be easier to write the TV series than it will be to write an epic novel.
But at the same time, I suspect Martin's got a rough idea of where it's going.
Well, you'd hope so. He's probably planned it out in his head.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe on a little piece of paper, like a post-it note.
Why don't you write it, Will?
Why don't I write it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not capable.
Fair enough.
Gingers.
Angry ones. Neolithic.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes me happy.
What? No, cut. So there's a lot of TV films being streamed on the internet now. You've got Netflix, Love Film, and all that, and Now TV, which is another one, which
a Blink a Box, which is a pay and go one.
Yeah, you pay for each one you want to watch. 99p you can watch a movie for a couple of days.
I think it depends, but if it's the premium ones, they're about £3.25 a hit.
Yeah.
So basically it's the same cost as Blockbuster or whatever.
Yeah.
But involves you no not one having goes to out. Leave the house.
Yeah, no one goes out to rent films anymore. They get it all off on your console.
You get it sent to you on the DVDs in the post.
You got Netflix, Love Film?
I've got Netflix and Love Film at the moment. I'm just cancelling my Netflix.
Cancelled.
I've watched lots of stuff and I got fed up and I wanted to change and I get 30 days free on Love Film. So okay. I'll have a go on that. I don't like the user interface as much, but I'll have a go on that and then maybe even flick back if I've watched everything on Love Film.
The PlayStation based search functionality is poor. The database design requires further indexes and partitioning to be able to make it perform properly, as well as not trying to return details on the first character search.
Yeah, it's crap.
Thank you, in other words. That's what I said.
Thank you, Hal.
I'm sorry, Adam. I can't do that.
Yeah. But on Netflix now, what they're doing, like, video piracy was becoming a bit of an issue for studios, for TV and film and that, because people were just downloading stuff for
free. Yeah.
But now they're going with the whole streaming element and streaming things in HD and good quality. And you can now, and you're paying a monthly subscription of £5, no adverts.
So long as you've got a decent internet connection, because if you live out in the arse end of nowhere, it becomes a damn sight harder to be able to stream. But we live in the middle of the city of Chelmsford.
Metropolitan.
And we all got cable.
Yeah.
When cable gives damn good speed.
Fiber optic and all
that shit. Well, I actually feed mine into my PlayStation wireless.
Yeah.
It's good enough to stream HD.
Yeah, it's the same as mine. But the whole good thing about it now is what you end up paying for your stream and they put loads of films in. People complain that they're not up-to-date movies on Love Film and Netflix. They're like about a year old. But then that's fine. You're only paying £5 a month.
Yeah, exactly. What do you expect? A brand new one as soon as it's out from the cinema.
Exactly. So if you get past that, you're like, fine, I can then watch a film which I haven't seen for years. But they're also not what they're doing now to stop, because TV shows in America don't like paying a lot of money for TV shows which are going to go out on a network that nobody's watching. So they're trying to get it out there on a nice budget, like Netflix did
House of Cards. That was absolutely...
Have you watched it?
Spacey. Yeah, that was absolutely...
How many episodes?
Wicked. I watched, it's only the one series.
How many episodes?
So far, about 13, I think.
So there's 12, you get a whole, 13? Like a box set. You can literally sit there and watch a whole entire series if you want. And that isn't on telly at all.
I watched it all in a week.
Is it really good?
I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was going to be like a political West Wing sort of stuff.
It is a political thing.
And that's exclusive to Netflix in the UK.
I think in America it's a Netflix.
It's a Netflix production.
Yeah.
The main reason I watched it actually was it was an advert for it in Liverpool Street Station. And it said on it, exclusive to Netflix. And he said, oh, I'll have to go and have a look at that.
And I think they sold it in this country that you didn't even have to have an account of Netflix. You could go and watch it for free if you went onto the Netflix site and got like the 30-day free trial.
Of course,
so they would just literally send you, look, go for it now, so you don't have to pay for 30 days.
Yeah, hoping that people would then get hooked and they then
it's a good advertisement for it. Because also, Netflix are now doing a show called Arrested Development.
Right. That's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah, it got cancelled.
Right, okay.
After three or four seasons, I can't
never
remember.
Never saw it.
Really funny show.
I did love
it.
their songs.
What?
I did Mr. Wendell, Everyday People. There actually was threats of legal action from the band Arrested Development against the TV series Arrested Development, because they thought people might get confused and think that the TV series was about a bloke who, you know, $2 meant more to than the bloke who was the singer.
I do like Mr. Wendell, that's a good song.
Mr. Wendell, I reckon they should invent a window cleaning. They should invent like a window cleaner thing called Mr. Window and use that theme music for the adverts.
Yeah?
No.
No,
it's a stupid idea.
But Netflix are recommissioning a new series of it, and it's going to be only on Netflix. So you don't have to watch it on TV no more. It's going to be straight on it. And that's a genius idea, because I watched all three series.
It is if they've got the budget to do it.
Yeah, but
and
they
if it increases
nice
the revenues, etc., etc. Yeah.
But I think that's a brilliant idea, because then it's going to... The piracy's going down, because people are going to start streaming, and they don't mind paying £5 a month.
Yeah, I think it's the subscription stuff is great. You can watch as much or as little as you want. It doesn't cost you anything. But then I've got Virgin as well.
Mm.
So I've got their telly package. And actually, since I'm having my house redecorated for the last 6 months, I haven't used the telly downstairs. So I've not actually been using the Virgin service at all. I've been watching other crap. And then playing computer games.
You talk about reducing piracy on the TV side of things, and yeah, it probably is helping. I mean, a lot of people will still be downloading films that have just come out of the cinema, and there's only so much you can do about that. But it probably, you know, people go, I haven't got anything to watch. Oh, let's look at Netflix instead of, I will spend 3 hours downloading this and find out it was filmed on someone's sort of HTC Wildfire in the cinema and there's a fat bloke with an afro sitting directly in front. That's cool. But have you seen the nightmares they've been having with digital rights management in PC games?
No.
So that there was Diablo 3 came out, but the latest one is the new SimCity game.
Yeah.
And Electronic Arts have fucked up royally.
Yep.
Seriously badly. I didn't realise how many people were going to buy it, but they've added this digital rights management, so you've got to be online and through a registered account to be able to play the game. So you buy this game, and unless you've got an internet connection, you can't play it. Which is kind of one of those things, until their servers are so fucked up that you can't actually do it.
And then it was taking some people 30 minutes to start up the game.
A lot of people couldn't even
Commodore
connect.
Commodore 64 again.
Yeah. No, basically, you know, it's fine, it's running, but until it's connected to the server and said, yep, you can play.
And then if it cuts out, throws you off.
You fucked,
It lasts 20 minutes without having an internet connection before it has to ping the server again.
So they spoke to the software company, and the software company said, no, because you see, we can't just give you an offline mode because the servers are a massive part of doing this build, and you know, it has to be connected to the servers for you to be able to play the game because of all the technology sitting on the servers. And some hacker's gone and just found that there's a toggle that you can do that allows you to just play offline. And they're talking utter shit.
But you can't save it. You can't. He hasn't worked because out how to forced, save it. That's it forces it. You to save it on their servers, so he can play it offline. But he can't actually save his city anywhere.
But the kind of point I'm trying to get to is that it's so fucking extreme now on that side of things. They're talking about with the PlayStation 4. Sony have actually said we won't stop secondhand games, but the industry around used games and bits and pieces. There was this one of the American stores, one of the game shops, I can't remember the name of it, but their stock price absolutely plummeted because most of their sales were through second-hand games, just off the back of a rumour that the new generation of consoles were going to have sort of you can only download the game and you can't sell used games.
Yeah.
And their stock price just like halved overnight until someone went, no, that's not the case.
And then we're back up again.
Yeah, totally. But you do kind of wonder if some smart bastard at Microsoft or at Sony just thought, right, I'm going to need some shares in that company, so let's just release this rumour quickly and I'll deny it tomorrow after I've bought most of their stock and it doubles in value. God,
it's like the fucking Duke brothers are running Sony and then Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy are fucking them over.
Is that coming to America?
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to eat your own shit.
Cut. End of the podcast. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da. Okay. What are you doing? Why are you...
That was our movie comp.
Why are you sitting there with your hands behind your head? Like you're about to do
he's
like...
He's trying to waft his armpit like, stink at everybody.
He's going
to
start going...
Well, if you'll just put the gun down, maybe I'll feel a bit more relaxed.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 84.
Now fuck off.
Yes, Will, calm down. Stop being so rude to people.
No, he was talking to you.
Get out of my house, bitch.
There's so many listeners out there like, I love Will. He's a bad boy. I want to ride this motorcycle.
Oh, he's a big bad bear.
He's got a leather jacket.
Well, I say jacket, it's more of an all-in-one outfit.
With a little...
I refuse to wear the ball gag.
Yeah, so episode 84, it's all done and dusted on the Barker Podcast Collection. I'm lucky we're finishing because I don't know why I can't speak. Makes a change. And it's also part of the podcast, aren't we?
So did you celebrate Steak and Blowjob Day?
No.
Okay. So carry on.
I don't like eating blowjobs.
I must admit, it was the startled look on the waiter's face I enjoyed.
But the thing is though, women were like online with that steak and blowjob thing going, I will not celebrate steak and blowjob until there's a day for women. I'm like, it's called every fucking day. It's called, you get one day every month, your period, when you fucking, we do anything you tell us, because we have to, otherwise you get beaten up. Or maybe that's just me.
I just love it when you guys arrived earlier. I don't know why. I normally reach in and give your missus a hug, but today I just decided to shake her by the hand.
I'm going to be very conservative today.
I don't know why. She first went to me like, hi, how are you doing? Shake her by the hand. I've never done that in my life.
And then you hugged and kissed me in it.
The truth is out.
Exactly. So it's been a good show. We're getting on with it.
We're supposed to pick it up.
Even that's for the listeners to decide.
We've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because we've always said that if we didn't enjoy it, we'd stop.
Like us on Facebook. Yeah, unlike the Dark Knight, and you might get some more fans.
But yeah, no, so that's all we've got. So go to barkerpodcast.webs.com and you can listen to all the podcasts, including other ones that are not Oddcast podcasts.
Misty Van Horn.
Yeah, all right. Okay, and you can go and like the Facebook page. Which is the Barker Podcast. Well, it's the Barker Podcast Connection Facebook page. Covers all the podcasts. It's all in a nice, tidy little package. So,
which you can fire from a weed cannon over the border.
Like, you know. But it's been a good show. I've enjoyed it. I've had a laugh. Which is good, because if I didn't have a laugh, I ain't editing this. I ain't getting out. I've done that before.
Yeah, it's all right.
I've decided.
You've certainly not edited. Whether it's not gone out is the question.
So, you got you all excited for the next episode?
No.
You're so grumpy. You're so funny. Is it because you're smiling?
It's because I'm not drinking heavily today.
Yeah, I wonder how this has actually sounded to people, like a sober Ash and a sober Will.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had 2 points, has it?
I've only had
2 pints! Are you
2 pints!
2 pints!
No, it's because we're out later. Tonight. Yeah, we're out tonight for a friend's 30-somethingth birthday. And it's really quite rude to turn up for that sort of thing half cut.
Because you're going to get so fucking drunk.
That's the plan.
Yes.
That's the plan. Okay. So you go and follow me at Barker Podcast. You can follow Will at
the supermarket.
At Morrison's, where he goes and buys his daffodils.
Blimey, does it. Follow him around the corner.
Oh, we didn't mention the blog thing.
We didn't. We said we would.
Okay. Obviously, Not Listening Collective is a blog I kind of started. And I sort of said, right, I want people to contribute. I don't want to sit there and write blogs every fucking day. So it's kind of my way of saying, look, because there's not many people out there that want
you,
to write
listeners,
stuff.
Followers, I need material for my website. Make it so.
I know, because there's a lot of people out there that want to write blogs, but they don't want to write one every day, so they're in the same boat as me. So I was like, well, why don't you just write a post once a week, and then we'll go through it, and then you got Blimey got involved, and he's writing his fucking...
Is he writing it from Tramp perspective?
Yeah,
he's after that one episode where he decided he was a shit smear tramp, he's just taking it on as a persona. I love it.
It's called a Tramp Online. He reads it as Trampoline. And I remember reading it, and I was like, you're either a fucking genius, or you're fucking mental. And I just don't know what it is yet, because it's
could
it's
he be a mental
funny.
Genius?
I think he is. I think
he is a fine line.
Yeah, he's like Rain Man or something, but with bit more voice, retardation
and poo on his forehead.
Yeah. So then we've also get I think
a zoom.
We've got people on Twitter like Dits with the Tits.
Dits with that Tits.
Yeah. She writes stuff like a lifestyle blog. So she just writes questions like why? Why are people fascinated with boobs? It's one of them.
Because they're good.
So it's interesting stuff. Right? We even got.
Well, no one seems that interested in seeing mine.
No, because you're the hairy. We have.
I see not the problem.
We got. Steph's husband. They got married. Andy.
Smurf sperm.
Yeah, Smurf sperm. He writes. I don't know what he writes. He just moans. He's a bit like you.
No, actually, I read his latest one. It's quite interesting, actually. Yeah. He seems to have a fairly similar sense of humour to me.
Yeah, he's very dry.
I thought you were going to say sinister there.
No, well, he might be dry, but apparently... let's leave that.
Yeah. But then obviously, you know, I write some stuff every now and again, and I put posts up to the links to the blogs and that, and then there's a couple of girls in there that do fashion ones and all that. So it's very everything and anything. So if anyone wants to write something, you can let me know, then I'll chuck you on there. But
or you can read it.
Or you can just read it.
Or fuck off!
Yeah. Is that all you wanted to talk about when you wanted to mention it? You said you wanted to talk about it.
No, I don't.
You just wanted to
I just wanted to know what the fuck it was, because I couldn't be bothered to actually read it.
No, it's just literally a collective of people's blog posts.
Oh. And what is it again?
The Not Listening Collective.blogspot.co.uk. So that should be interesting. Right, and there you go, Blimey, because Blimey's been moaning about me to try it.
Moan, moan, moan.
Always moaning.
Moan, moan, moan.
Okay, so this has been the Oddcast Podcast UK episode 84. Bye.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Ria.
Fuck off, Adam.